from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
We've already gotten 2 calls to retire the Wilson Love drop.
It's a lot for people.
That is, yeah. We usually don't get, I mean, right out of the gate,
yeah.
We don't get that kind of hate.
I kind of love it.
And I'm sorry to those people, but right now I'm planting my flag. That is a hard no.
Yeah.
100%.
We're going into football season. We need the juice.
Hundo P.
That is happening. Yeah,
on a Thursday when we're dragging ass a little bit.
We can ratchet it back. It doesn't have to be with the frequency you've heard today, but it's not going anywhere.
Hundo P.
No, we're going to need this.
Sorry, guys.
I'm going to bring this to my everyday life. I'll tell you right now.
New alarm when you wake up in the morning?
It'll get you out of bed. Tell you that right now.
Perhaps dad jokes are more powerful and important than we realized all along.
Really?
Jace?
Where do puns fit into this?
This from studyfinds.org. An exciting new study for parents concludes that humor could be the missing ingredient in the recipe for effective child rearing.
Hmm.
Picture this. It's a typical weekday morning. You're trying to get your kids ready for school, but your 5-year-old is adamant about wearing her princess costume to kindergarten, while your 7-year-old has suddenly decided he's allergic to breakfast. As the clock ticks and your blood pressure rises, you have 2 choices. Lose your cool or find your funny. According to this groundbreaking research, choosing the latter might not only save your sanity, but you could also build stronger, more positive relationships with your children. The study, this is published in the journal. What is this?
I don't know.
PLOS One, PLOS.
Okay.
PLOS One. Reveals that a whopping 71.8% of participants agree that humor is an effective parenting tool. However, it's not just about cracking jokes or pulling silly faces. The research suggests that parental humor could be a secret ingredient in fostering cognitive flexibility, relieving stress, and promoting creative problem-solving and resilience in both parents and children.
I love secret ingredients.
Dr. Benjamin Levy, professor of pediatrics and humanities at Penn State College of Medicine, he is a senior author of this study. He said humor can teach people cognitive flexibility, relieve stress, and promote creative problem-solving and resilience. My father used humor, and it was very effective. I use humor in my clinical practice and with my own children. The question became, how does one constructively use humor?
So it turns out dad jokes, even though kids claim they hate them...
They love them.
They love them?
You know what it does? Even though they hate them, because kids are stupid and they don't know what is or isn't funny...
Sure.
Even though they may say they hate them, It's
just take some of the tension away.
Yes, or? Yes. It's tension.
Mellows everything out.
That's right. It's just it breaks the tension.
Yeah.
At the very least.
Sure, I can see that. So you take a hostile situation and you
crack
take
a dad joke, and they're like, "Oh my god."
Oh yeah. But yeah, I can see that. Like they're annoyed with you. You're annoyed with them. You crack a dad joke. They roll their eyes about it. But
it's not all dad jokes here. We're talking about maybe high-level humor?
Yeah. However you want to do it. Like, yeah, I can see where there is some validity to that. You know, you just, everyone, taking a tense situation and bringing it down a notch is never a bad idea, right? I mean.
No.
So, you know, what you should do in those tense situations is tell that person to calm down, because that works all the time. Hey, just calm down. See how that goes.
Calm down.
Yeah.
Or say this.
Get it. Yeah, de-escalates. I have never thought about that, because I'm not a dad joke guy. But
yeah, but you're funny.
Yeah, but I mean,
you use humor around the house, or are you a jerk?
No, definitely humor. Mine was always like inappropriate humor.
Right.
Yeah, it wasn't.
Well, that's still humor.
Yeah, that's still humor. Absolutely. Can I also add this one to, because it's interesting that you said that. The first thing you said, what was the situation they laid out at the beginning? Like the daughter.
Well, the daughter didn't want, she wanted to wear her princess costume, and then the kid didn't like, the boy didn't like breakfast or something. I don't know.
Yeah. This was, always, and I took some flack for this, but I stand by it. And again, I was talking to someone not too long ago, and we were having this conversation about kids. I was talking to the great Joe Fisher about this, because he's raising his boy, and his boy's getting ready to go into middle school. And I said, I have no idea if I raised my kids right or wrong. Couldn't tell you. And I'm not here to tell anyone how to raise their kids. Do what's best for you. But the only thing I'll say is I have a 27, 22, and a 19 that all like to be around me. So to me, I did something right. And the biggest thing that I would say from that situation, if I had to make a recommendation, is let your kid wear the Disney princess outfit, and I don't care if my son eats breakfast. That was always mine. When she was like in kindergarten, she would often want to wear like striped like leggings with a tutu. I'd be like, hey, and then like she had pink cowboy boots. The number of times my kid left the house wearing the most ridiculous outfit you'd ever seen in your life, I can't count. And my thing was, instead of fighting with her, I don't care.
Makes you happy?
Yeah, knock yourself out. If my son was like, Dad, I'm not eating breakfast, I'd be like, you're going to be hungry later. He's like, I don't care. I'm like, cool. All right, well, good luck to you, bud. Like, out the door. Here's a granola bar in your backpack. Hopefully you don't starve. You're not going to starve. You know, you'll get to lunch. You'll be hungry. Eat your lunch. I truly believe that as parents, we pick a lot of fights that are very, very unnecessary. And then the worst was, is that my kids would come home, and this was like early on, like when they were young, they would come home from school and I would come home from work. And then my wife would be waiting at the door being like, really? And I'd be like, what? And then, you know, she'd be like, striped tights, tutu, cowboy boots. And I was like, were you there to get her dressed? She'd be like, no. I'm like, well,
I was.
So we decided to go with this. She'd be like, you had one like side ponytail. I'm like, she wanted to wear a side ponytail. Or my son wanted to wear, you know, a cowboy hat, like a Halloween cowboy hat, or like a ninja outfit. I'm like, well, you're wearing a ninja outfit. And my theory was, if he wore the ninja outfit to school, one of two things was going to happen. Either kids would make fun of him and he was like, I don't want to wear that ninja outfit again. Or they would be like, dude, that kid's badass. He wore a ninja outfit to school. And so you let him go. Why do we have to, as a parent, why do we have to make a big deal out of little things like that?
Well, as this man says on the Vancouver Ford text line, you know, had you treated her differently, perhaps she's CEO of Enron. So maybe you are way off base.
That is true. Yeah, someone said my parenting style was thick leather belt.
Whoa.
Seems a bit harsh.
That's rough, but that, you know,
there was definitely that. Yeah.
My grandfather was that way.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And it caused a lot. I mean,
yeah.
I can see the effects of that on those kids. I mean, it would be my dad and his sibling today.
Yeah, you can get a kid to listen. You can get a kid to behave. Yeah. But, boy, there's some long-lasting impacts on that.
Now, some other interesting things from this. It said that more than half of the participants said that being raised by parents who used humor, and an overwhelming majority said that they either plan to use humor with their own children or they do. The most striking finding was the correlation between a parent's use of humor and the quality of their relationship with their children. Of those who reported that their parents use humor, half said they had a good relationship with their parents, and 44% felt their parents did a good job raising them. In stark contrast, among those parents who did not use humor, only 2.9% said they had a good relationship with their parents, and 3.6% thought their parents did a good job.
Boy, that is...
that's amazing.
By the way, ears perk up.
For every one of those parents out there that thinks that being a hard ass is the way to raise your kid...
That.
Right there.
Right there.
And yeah, right? This is the one that drives me a little batty, is like it's the Tiger Woods, Serena Williams thing. Yes. Being that dad can raise Tiger Woods. You better hope to God that you're the one that raises Tiger Woods. And by the way, Tiger's got his own list of problems, but sometimes the end justifies the means. But for every Tiger Woods whose dad was like that, you got about 8 million other parents that just have a kid that doesn't like you, had a miserable childhood, and isn't good at golf. So, that whole glorification of the a-hole parent because it raises a super successful child. I know lots of super successful people that are miserable people because of it, or at least had miserable childhoods.
Lucy Emery, the study's first author and a pediatrics resident at Boston Children's Hospital, said there's an interesting parallel between business and parenting. Both are hierarchical. Hierarchical.
You're doing great.
Hierarchical.
Oh, it's...
you want to take a crack at
it? It's the worst when you're on the high dive and
dude,
you got the yips.
I don't think I can say this word.
Get it.
Okay, I'm going to try.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Hierarchical.
Is that right?
That doesn't...
well, that's how it's spelled.
That doesn't sound right, but...
H-I-E-R.
Hierarchical? Or no, hierarchical?
It's H-I-E-R-A-R-C-H-I-C-A-L.
Hierarchical.
It just
sounds awful.
Sounds awful.
I don't think I'm pronouncing it right, though.
Oh. I think they made up a word.
Well, you know, we can go to you just type that in, and like the internet will tell you how to pronounce it. Yeah, it seems a little funky.
Well, I don't get the brain, the head cold, but they're...
did he say I had COVID?
No, that was definitely pre-COVID.
In business, humor has been shown to help reduce hierarchies, create better environments for collaboration and creativity, and diffuse tension. While parent-child relationships are more loving than business relationships, stressful situations happen a lot when parenting. Humor can help diffuse that tension and hierarchy and help both parents feel better about a stressful situation.
Yeah.
I mean, it all just makes sense.
It makes sense.
Why are we only just now figuring this out?
It is true, because we've all been around the person that doesn't have a sense of humor, and
it's awful.
It's awful.
And it's anxiety... inducing.
Yes. So imagine being a little kid and you're stuck in that relationship and your parent is a horse's ass with no sense of humor. Why would you want that? Why would you want that relationship? But I don't know. There are some people that think that like, what is the old, I'm not here to be your friend, I'm here to be your dad. And by dad, basically, I'm here to be your dictator.
Till you're 18.
Till you're 18. Absolutely.
Do whatever the hell you want.
This son of a bitch. Holy cow. I have no idea if I raised my kids right, but my kids all like me, so I'm going to take that as a win, even though none of them are CEOs.
So there it is, guys. Studyfinds.org.
That was one of the better study finds.
That's a good one.
Yes. Yeah, I'm into that.
Dude, that number of the non-humor, that is shocking.
Yeah, I thought for sure that was going to have to be double digits at least. Like 12%.
Really
no,
bad.
I mean,
really bad.
Turns out kids hate a-holes, even if they're their parents.
Funny parents raise happier kids. Yeah. You can take your Halloween and shove it up your little kid ass. Johnny Cash would not approve. Next, here's Buck.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games and a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey, and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.